If COVID-19 caused you to relapse, you are not alone. In March 2019, I published a piece titled From Suicidal to Spiritual, as if that was it, as if I would never go back to that dark place. I was 18 years old and I had so much happiness ahead of me in the very near future. However, I could not have imagined the heart-wrenching pain that would follow a little over a year later that would bring me back to the dark place I thought I'd never feel again. Exactly 1 year later, I was having the absolute time of my life as a freshman at the University of Colorado Boulder, and I was already dreading the end of the year when we would have to go home for the summer. I could not wait for all the things the remainder of my freshman year had left in store. Then COVID-19 hit, and it all abruptly ended. We frantically packed up our dorm rooms in fear of this deadly disease that no one seemed to know anything about. I flew to my grandparents' house in Florida, where my brother had already arrived for an extended spring break, and where my parents would soon meet us 2 days later. Just before my parents got there, I lost my grandpa to complications from his long fight with Parkinson's disease. I am very lucky to have never lost a family member until this year. However, in March, I experienced more loss than I had in the previous 19 years of my life. Prior to the pandemic, I was at the lowest point of my life in 2018. I was a competitive ice dancer living in Michigan for training purposes, and I was miserable. I could no longer keep up the strenuous training while eating so little in order to remain skinny enough. I could not handle the pressure and disappointment that came with each competition. None of those things were worth it anymore when I had lost my love for the sport. I decided I could not continue in the sport in September of that year, but had to continue this life until the end of our season in January. During that time, I dragged myself through months of darkness in which every day felt like a burden. I wished I could just start my new life as a college student, but sometimes I questioned if I would ever get there since it meant pushing through the misery I existed in. When I finally did it, it was all worth it, until it was taken away from me, and I found myself even more sad than I had ever been. In March, I could not go 3 hours without having a panic attack, and this is me being modest. My chest constantly felt tight, and I felt like I wouldn't be able to breathe again until the pandemic was over and life was back to normal. I couldn't look at pictures from the previous year or talk to my friends because it hurt. I couldn't go on Instagram or Twitter because knowing the whole world was suffering only made me want to get out of it. One night, I sat by the pool at my grandma's house, and I told myself, if things get worse or if this lasts too long, I won't stick around anymore. There's no way I can live like this for longer than a couple weeks. I thought of ways I would take myself out of this world as I sat by the pool and stared into darkness. It crushed me to know that I went from being so happy to contemplating suicide once again in only a month. I read several things on social media that warned of suicide levels increasing due to this pandemic, such as an article by the Mayo Clinic that I have linked in my article. Loneliness, fear of the unknown, anxiety, loss of control, etc., these feelings were happening for everyone, and for those with mental health struggles, they can be even more elevated and cause a downward spiral quickly. One morning, I watched the news with my mom as they talked about the mental toll of the pandemic in relation to the rising rates of suicide to come. I looked at her and basically said, "See," with my eyes as if my severe depression was being justified, and she could not blame me for wanting to die. The next month, I went back to therapy via the phone. It was not the same, but I started having less panic attacks, kind of. I went through the same routine every day. Wake up, drink celery juice, drink coffee and journal, work out, do Zoom classes. Then I got hit with the heaviness of the world again, and I read every news article about COVID-19, numbers, vaccines, updates, in search of any sign of hope. Then I would have a panic attack, or five. Cut myself or lie in bed and sob, eat dinner, cry and panic, watch TikTok, and go to sleep. I broke my longest clean streak from self-harm this spring. If you had talked to me 3 months beforehand, I would have told you that this summer would be the one I went off my depression medicine because I felt I didn't need it anymore. Things changed fast. April went by slowly and May drew on and on as dates of reopening kept getting pushed back. I kept getting sadder and lonelier, but I stopped caring as much. I had less panic attacks because I replaced them with just feeling numb or hopeless. I still had some, but it would be more like random slaps of extreme sadness that I usually attempted to cope with by cutting myself. My therapist told me about a treatment center and strongly encouraged me to admit myself, telling me, "Your parents would rather pay for this than your funeral." I still could not accept that I had gotten this sad after the best year of my life. Why did this have to happen to me? I will never deserve happiness. In June, things opened a little bit. I had Cycle Bar, my favorite workout class to go to every day, which gave me something to exist for again. I started coaching skating and found a new routine for myself. I was able to see a couple friends and live a tiny bit more normally. I felt some of my happiness come back, but I was nowhere near as happy as I was in Boulder. But some good feelings started coming back into my life. I still had pandemic panic attacks and a few rough moments with depression and self-harm, but better moments were showing up more often. I became even more grateful for all the positive moments I experienced, and I did not take a single one for granted. The rest of my summer at home continued to be much better than the first few months in quarantine. I stayed busy with work and a lot of working out. I was still recovering from the past few months, but I was learning to find the good in situations even if things were nothing like I would have ever asked for. I saw a new doctor who doubled my medication. Initially, I felt ashamed about needing more help, but it really made a big difference. Although I had hoped to get off medication, COVID-19 has caused a lot of people to increase medication or even return to taking medication to cope with the loss and the grief that has come along during this time. I still have to keep telling myself that I do not have to be embarrassed for getting help. Soon, I stopped fearing what was to come and started trusting that I would make the best of it, whatever it looked like. It is now September 8th, 2020. September is National Suicide Awareness Month. I am lying in bed in my apartment in Boulder. It's 12 a.m., and I'm submitting my application to write for a local editorial. The editorial asked me to send over one of my published pieces as part of my application. I thought of the first one I had published, From Suicidal to Spiritual, and I felt like a liar. I wrote that piece like I had beat depression and suicidal thoughts, but I hadn't. I still agree with much of what I wrote, but I would be lying if I told you I beat it all that easily. Beating this isn't an easy thing to do. If the pandemic triggered mental health struggles you thought you had gotten over, you are not alone and you have no reason to feel any shame or guilt for relapsing or going backwards in your recovery. Suicide isn't a small topic to brush off or joke about. Suicide cannot be cured from a couple of books on spirituality, as much as the books did help me at that time in my life. Being someone who struggles with suicidal thoughts is not being dramatic. Going through life with a constant voice in your head telling you that you should not exist anymore is insanely scary, and no one should have to go through it alone. Too many innocent, wonderful, important people take their lives every year because our society is too uncomfortable to open up and have a conversation about suicide, its warning signs, or how to get help. If you struggle with wanting to end your life, I beg you to tell someone who loves you or who you trust. Do not worry about it being too much or too heavy, because you know it would be too much losing you. No one wants that, even if it seems like it's your only solution. It isn't, and it never will be. If you know someone who struggles with suicidal thoughts or self-harm, check on them. You don't need to pry or do anything huge. You can simply send them a song that reminds you of them. You can send them a positive quote. You can ask them if they need anything. You can text them, "Hi, I miss you," and you will be a hero. Reaching out saves lives. Just because you cannot see it and the person may not make it obvious does not mean it is not real. I hope this time I can be confident in my message that I have overcome self-harm and dealing with suicidal thoughts for the final time. A large part of me very much believes that to be the case. I think in the past 6 months I've been shaped into the strongest version of myself possible. I have overwhelming gratitude for every good moment. I have been able to make the best of my time back at school so far, and even though for a long time I dreaded coming back to a pandemicified college so much that it made me sick. In the spin classes that I teach, I repeat all the time what has become my mantra lately. Life is not always going to be good, but if you want to feel happy, then you can find something good in every day. I still believe in the universe and all of the things that got me out of my low point in 2018, but I think that mantra is what has saved me this time around. That belief, and all my friends who make me feel like I am needed in this world. I bet none of them know they are heroes, but they are. Reach out, pay attention, and beware that suicide is a prevalent issue, especially in this time of a global pandemic, and you too will most definitely be a hero.